That news from heaven. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Well, here it is again. The government has bailed out another company that most of us never heard of, which lost money doing things that most of us don't understand. AIG. It arranged credit default swaps to insure exotic financial instruments. Not only is it too big to fail, it's too weird to fail. And to think that this all started because some homeowners couldn't make their mortgage payments. Why didn't the government just give these people money to pay their mortgages? No, that would have been welfare. Whereas, if you loan $85 billion to a giant company, you're preventing a global crisis. But where does this money come from? The national debt has increased by over $640 billion in the past year. How can a government, whose annual expenses exceed income by $640 billion, bail out anybody? Once upon a time, it was illegal for companies like AIG to become too weird to fail. We had laws passed during the Great Depression by lawmakers who decided depressions weren't that great. But insurance companies and banks got bored with banking and insurance and wanted a piece of a booming stock market. And so in 1999, Congress, with support from Democrats and Republicans, passed the Financial Modernization Act, which took away many of those restrictions so that everybody could get rich. Bill Clinton signed it. So don't think of America as bankrupt. Think of us as modernized. And keep in mind, as bad as the U.S. stock market is, at least it's still open. Russia's stock market has had to close for 2 days. You know what that means. Even if we wanted to start another Cold War, neither side could afford it. See, it's all good. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.